in with you for the next 2 hours or so.
I want to talk about sex education. And according to News Talk last week, children will be taught about sex and relationships at a much earlier age in the new school plans. And this is part of a major overhaul of the primary level curriculum. The public is being asked for opinions on the major revamp of the primary school curriculum in 25 years. The changes include teaching children about sex, consent, relationships, gender, LGBT issues, all at an earlier stage, and spending less class time on religion. The plan would also see primary school teachers or children being taught about foreign languages, which has already been quite controversial because some people have suggested they're too young to be learning foreign languages, including Spanish and German. The National Council for the Curriculum Assessment, the NCCA, Deputy CEO Dr. Patrick Sullivan said it was past time the curriculum was reformed. And I don't disagree with him. I think it's time we need to change the curriculum. Of course, the curriculum was invented at a time during the Industrial Revolution. Nowadays, children, of course, are more adept to things like, you know, technology, for example. And they need to learn that from a very young age. Social media is important as well, that we teach them responsible use of social media, even at a very young age. But what about sex? Our world has changed, there's no doubt about that. Children have access to information we never had access to, so they need to be responsible about how they use it. But is it really appropriate to be teaching an 8-year-old about relationships, consent, LGBT issues, gender identity, all of these things that have been suggested? Now, we don't know exactly what's going to be in the curriculum yet. They are asking for public submissions in relation to it, but we know where it's going, don't we? So I want to ask you, do you believe it should be changed? Do you support the idea of changing the curriculum to teach children in primary school at a much younger age about sex education and relationships? Teachers will be supported to make professional judgments on the needs of the children in their class, and learning related to puberty may be taught as appropriate from third or fourth class upwards. Third or fourth class, what age is that? 6, 7 years of age? I want to know if you think that's appropriate. Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, is 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Lyon. How are you today?
I'm good. You know, I could be better. I started off bad, but it's going to get better. I know it is. It's one of those days where I get out of bed 15 minutes later than I normally do, and you've no idea of the impact that's made in my whole day.
No, just take a breath. You'll be grand.
I'm going to just take a deep breath. Okay.
Yeah, hold it and let it out. That's what they say.
But have you ever had one of those days where you feel like banging everything off a wall?
Oh, I have, yeah. I have one today, but I'm fine. I'm getting through it. I've just made dinner and, you know, got a cranky 3-year-old who's not, you know, he's petulant today.
Oh, yeah. But I got them. At least I sorted out the mince, so I think we're having a stew for dinner tonight.
We've just made, you know, that shepherd, well, cottage pie.
Cottage pie. Okay, lovely,
yeah, lovely. Good to go.
Okay, so Bernie, getting back to, I suppose, this idea of inclusivity when it comes to relationship education for young people, there's no doubt that, you know, the curriculum needs to be updated. It's around 25 years. It's too bloody old. I mean, so we need to update it. But what do we include in it?
Okay, so I've reared my children. So I think 0 to 12 is my time with my children and education and finding them, getting them taught how to dance, how to play sports, how to swim, how to read, how to write, how to ride a bicycle, how to sit quiet, you know, how to interact with other people. That's all part of my job as a parent. I don't think I need to be teaching them just yet about different relationships and what all about sexuality. That is something that I will get to when they start asking these questions about it. And if a child asks me at 5 or 6 what happens to make a baby, say, well, I'm going to give it appropriate to my husband and my way of thinking.
And what is the appropriate way? Say, for example, they talk particularly about, say, third or fourth class, which is about 7 years of age. What is the appropriate way when a 7-year-old says, you know, Nanny Bernie, where do babies come from?
Well, that's between me and my daughter. And if my grandson or granddaughter asks me at 7, where do babies come from? Well, I'm going to tell my daughters and my sons, listen, they're asking. And it's up to the parents to tell them what they want their child to know. It's not down to me as a grandmother. I can say, oh, your mum will tell you about that. because it's not my place to do it. They gave birth to those. They're their children. Why should I step in? I would give them some kind of lighthearted thing, you know, under a cabbage, you know, the way you try and make light of it. Because yeah. a 7-year-old wouldn't, and I'd love to see the agenda where they're taught how to say type at 6 or 7, you know, how to, and their writing, you know, how they have
to. Well, I assume that's all going to be part of the new curriculum, that they will include technology, social media, which I think all those things are really important. But they also want to include at a very young age, or a much younger age than they do currently at the moment, SPHE. Which is to include things like consent, relationships, LGBT issues, gender, all those other things as well.
They can't even share their toys at 6 and 7. Why you teach, you know, I mean, you have to teach, trying to educate your child.
I'm with you, right? And I'm with most parents. I think we have to preserve children's innocence. I think that's really important. But also, I'm of the opinion to some degree that we have to tell them something, because I see kids as young as 9 with smartphones in their hand. You know what I mean? And the information they're being exposed to, I mean, we spoke to, you know, Child Safe there going back a while ago, and they were telling us research had been done that children's exposure to pornography is at 11 years of age. So that's before they even get to secondary school. That's kind of fifth class stuff. So,
but again, we're taking the parents out of the whole agenda. Like, do we want our children to be taught by someone who's a young 23-year-old who's got a cast for the first time? She might have had only one friendship, or she's only in a relationship, or she might never have tried. And we're expecting her to teach our children about relationships. She might have a bent view of the world. She might have a leaning to one or the other ways. That's why would I, you know, I just see Norma Foley's face in my head every time I think about it.
I'd rather not see Norma Foley's face in my head, to be honest with you.
You put her in front of your 7-year-old child, and I, straight away, I wouldn't put her in front of a cat. I would not. That woman is just makes me freak out when I see her, because she's pushing all these agendas down our throats when it's our parents. The parents are their children. I don't want anyone else teaching my children about things. Yes, when they come to secondary school and it's discussed in a set fashion in a certain class, when they're able to manage some of the information. But I mean, some of the kids, I mean, I have teenage grandsons and they're freaked out, you know, about some of the stuff they're learning at the moment. And they really are finding it hard to adjust. And they're 14, 13 years of age. And my 9-year-old grandson is just still believes in Santy. And, you know, is he going to play well in his game at the weekend? He's not worrying about relationships or... And that's just...
If you were at a point now where you had children, right? You know, young children. Yeah. And this was around, and this was the suggestion, and there's public submissions and opinions are being welcomed by the government of Norma Foley at the moment, right? Would you opt your children out? If there was an option to opt your children out, I don't know how they're going to do
Absolutely.
That. Well, I mean, you can do that in secondary. I don't know how they're going to do that in primary, because it's part of an ethos. But would you opt your children out of it? Yeah.
Yes, I would definitely. If my kids were that age, I wouldn't even let... I'd homeschool them at this stage. It's all the stuff that's coming down the line.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there, because I want to go to Morris, Stephen and Sarah as well. Morris, hi, how are you?
No, greetings from the Obama Plaza. I'm down the sticks. I'm looking at Mr. and Mrs. Obama waving out at the people of Ireland here, and I'm eating me scallions in me lunch. So
I wonder when we have a Trump. Will we have a Trump Plaza soon as well?
Oh, listen, I'm looking at the American flag here waving. They're as bad as each other, the two that are running for president. But you know, the summer is coming, Noel. I've just had scallions in me lunch. You remember them?
Oh, I do, me man. You see scallions. Actually, Karen loves scallions. She likes scallions.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
spring go. Onions. Beautiful. Well, they're spring onions, aren't they, scallions?
They call them spring onions, but the old school call them scallions. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, that lady that's talking there, what's her name?
Bernie,
I'll give you an incident that was close to home for me. A 4-year-old came to her parents and said her 8-year-old cousin was interfering with her.
Oh, gosh.
Now, there's a 4-year-old who's smart enough to know that there's something going on that's not right, and he was making... he was touching her inappropriately. Let's go as far as that. Interfering with the child. Now, he's double her age. So I'm thinking to myself, one, little shit. And two, who done it to him? Because that's a learned behaviour. So you can never educate children enough, depending on what their age they are. Now, doesn't that 4-year-old show maturity that she knew something was not right and she went to her mother and complained, right? So when the mother of the child, the 4-year-old girl that was being interfered with by her 8-year-old cousin, the mother of the 8-year-old said, "Oh, you and your daughter are a liar."
God.
Oh, my God.
So listen, anyway, it was got sorted. The four-year-old is very, very bright. He's very intelligent. Things went the way they should, and it was sorted.
Well, then so you're giving me all the arguments why we should be educating children at a young age.
You see what I mean? When is a child old enough to realise they're in danger? Now, this child shouldn't have been in danger with her cousin, but unfortunately, when they went and got it investigated, somebody had done it to him. So he was doing it to his cousin.
And here's the thing. I don't want to take the innocence out of either of them, the four or the eight-year-old, because they're both very young children, right? And these things can be done out of curiosity. You know, I know a very famous story of a brother and a sister, and the mother was telling me that one day she heard the brother going, "Oh no, don't, oh no, don't, no, don't." And he was only about five, and the sister was about seven. And when she went up the stairs, he was down on all fours in his nude. She had a scissors in his hand, and she was saying, "Just hold on, I'll cut it off you now, wait." Now, mind you, knowing the man that he grew up to be, she probably would have done him a favour. But in saying that, she was two steps away from cutting his penis off because she didn't think he was meant to have one, right?
I know, but she would get the whole.
So what I'm saying is children can just be inquisitive. So at what point in school do we start telling children, you know, about... You know, penises, vaginas, gender, you know, sexuality, relationships. It's okay to, if you like your best mate, it's a boy. All the what point is it okay to say these things?
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking about. Because when I was in school, you know, they brought people in. Niall, I'm around the same era as yourself. There was a young woman came in and taught us about sex education.
Never taught me about it.
They brought us in anyway, and... you know, the guys start, you know, going after this 23-year-old, like the woman said, 24. What I mean to say, if that 4-year-old hadn't done something about it, because I'll tell you why it was brought to the attention of the parents. She said her cousin hurt her.
Right.
That's what happened. He hurt me. And whatever he was manipulating, whatever he was doing to the little 4-year-old, it hurt her, and she went and complained. And the parents could see then that he was actively interfering with her.
Yeah,
you know.
And Morris, sorry, just to go back to the question then. If they updated the curriculum to include sex education or a level of sex education that was reasonably appropriate for that age group, would you have an objection to it at 7 years of age?
I'll always go in the view of protecting a child at any risk. I put children first, and I don't care. They need to be protected from a very young age. And what I'll say to you is, we grew up, Niall, is you don't have sex. You get married, you make love, and you make babies. There was never sex around when we grew up or our parents grew up. It was procreation. God wants you to make babies. There's no pleasure in it. Just go with your wife, do what you have to do, have as many kids as you want and you can have, and bring them into the world, and that's it.
Mm. We all know that's a myth. That's not the real world.
Opposite argument, Niall. Here's the opposite argument. There's 8-year-olds walking around with smartphones with porn on it.
So that's what I'm saying. So you're still not giving me an answer. So if you were living in this world now, Morris, with children, and your children were young, and you get a letter home from the school saying, listen, as and from September, your 7-year-olds will be learning about the birds and the bees, you know, and gender and LGBTQ issues and relationships and consent, would you be okay with that?
I would be, and you know why? Because you're protecting the child, but I'd already have my children protected from home. I would have them from 4 and 5 years of age at home. Nobody touches you there. Nobody is allowed to do this to you. Nobody is allowed to do that to you. Nobody is allowed to put their hands near you, boy or girl. And I would educate them from my point of view, because I know guys that I grew up with that were abused by priests and are dead now. They took their own lives.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Let me just go to Stephen. Stephen, hi, how are you? Sorry, stay there, Bernie, with me as well, if you possibly can, too. I just say, hang on a second. I just need to go to Stephen. Stephen, hi, how are you?
How are you now? Can you hear me?
I can, Stephen, yeah. Go ahead.
How's everyone else doing as well? Hope you're all doing well.
We're all having a stew for dinner.
Yeah, well, Bernie gave a very good account of herself there, and Morris gave an honest answer, which is that he wants children to be protected. However, I think you probably know, Niall, and I know, and it sounds like Bernie knows as well, what type of content is actually coming through this curriculum they're proposing. As we've seen in America, the UK and everywhere else, they're actually going to educate children on alternative sex practices, such as, you know, blowjobs, licking anuses, all this stuff.
You're talking about that book by what's his face? Yeah,
no, Dawson. No, we're not, we're, 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 we're not talking about an alternative universe, though, now. We're talking about the stuff that's being pushed.
I can't see that happening. I know the book you're talking about, and Juno Doss.
I'll put it this way.
But I don't think that's going to be on the school curriculum. That book is not going to be on the school curriculum.
That book might not be, but the content of the book is an omen of what's coming.
How long do you think that will last in schools in Ireland, Stephen, if they suddenly said, let's talk to, you know, seven-year-olds about anal licking and hand jobs and all sorts of things? How long wouldn't that last?
I'll tell you how long it'll last, Niall. In America, right now, as we speak, last week this happened. Young elementary level school children were down on their hands and knees sucking the toes of their teachers in some type of weird woke nonsense bullshit. And you can go and look at the videos online of that. They're able to get away with that. The barn door is open for anything.
Well, we've already heard Donald Trump saying that he won't fund schools that do that kind of stuff. You've already seen states like Texas and Florida, you know, go against that. That's not thought in states that in some of the states. So there is a bit of a turnaround happening in relation to that in America.
There is, and part of that turnaround is not blindly accepting the government saying we want to help children, and we say okay, go ahead.
I can tell you now, if a school in Ireland starts getting children to suck teachers' toes at 7 years of age, there would be absolute outrage. It wouldn't happen.
Niall, I'll send you this in a private message on Twitter after, and you won't fucking believe it, the video. But excuse my French.
I'm shocked to even hear it, by the way. But I'm not doubting you.
I'm just going to say that desensitization and normalization of these things is happening as part of government policy. This is government policy to desensitize us to these things. And we can't allow Roderick O'Gorman or Norma Foley or anyone else in that 33rd Dáil to have a pen and a piece of paper that they can put their nasty ideas down for our children, and that we blindly allow that to come into our schools. We cannot allow those people to tell us what the standard of sex education is. It's about time parents stood in and took some responsibility. So this nanny state is in place now, where everything is being told, look, the state will do that for you. The state will do that for you. Your children are a representation of you. If your child is going around doing weird fucking shit, that's probably because you've ignored them for 8 years and haven't set them to rights. On a moral axis.
Yeah. You've no one to blame but yourself if your child, you know, has information they shouldn't have. Yeah.
I absolutely feel that. And introducing curiosities to children at an age where they have low impulse control, they get excited about certain things, or their emotions are extreme on certain aspects. They have low credulity. They're not able to resist something that may be dangerous, like a dangerous thought given to them. And alongside that, if you package all that alongside this LGBTQ stuff in the schools.
By the way, sorry, can I just ask Bernie, just come back to Bernie for a second. Bernie, do you trust the government when it comes to educating your children?
No, I don't. I'm saying that from my heart. I don't. I just, every day when I read something new about what they're thinking of doing with our children, our future, the people we brought into this world who we love and protected all our lives, and we let this shower of idiots be in charge of educating them. What is wrong with the education that we can give our own children? Like, we're not, they are human life. We want to, they are entitled. These people have no idea. I'm really sorry, but they have got it all wrong. In my opinion, it's just my opinion, I wouldn't let them mind cattle crossing the road. They're a disgrace there. They're an absolute disgrace. They're just bypassing us as the people and just going on with their own agendas and ticking any box that comes their way and allowing this kind of absolute abhorrent behaviour come in. I mean, it's sinful to think what they're doing with our innocent children. They're still losing their teeth 7, 8, and 9 years of age. They're still trying to grow their second set of teeth. They still believe in Santa. They still play games with each other. Mm. And they're innocent. And they want to take all that out of it. No. I'd be taking my kids out and minding them at home. And I'd have a tent out the back and we'd go out there every day and we'd learn. I wouldn't let them lads near them.
it does say a lot, by the way, when we have so many problems in this country, you know, in relation to the cost of living crisis and everything else. And only recently in the Dáil, I heard one politician talking about pregnant men and, you know, bills being passed to include pregnant men. I mean, that's we really need to draw the line somewhere, but that's what they're busy talking about. But hang on, but like, can I say to you both, sorry, Stephen, sorry, Sean and Sarah, I'll be with you now. But the argument is the government feel that we need to be progressive because, look, they're saying that's the world we live in, whether you like it or not. That's the world we live in, and children need to be equipped with the knowledge, Stephen, going forward to deal with that world.
Well, there's a fallacy there. So we don't need to do anything for starters. There's this idea that progressivism is an innate characteristic in our society now. No, it isn't. And straight up, you shouldn't progress on anything unless it is morally right, it is beneficial, and it isn't at the loss of other societal structures. Like the idea of progressivism in the past, where we were stagnated, stale, and controlled completely by the Catholic Church, to get out from under that, that was when it was all right. That was when we started seeing actual progress. But progress cannot be measured without the yardstick of morality. And right now, everything goes with this government. And in fact, it seems to be intentionally so. It's like an antagonistic way of just breaking us all up, mushing us all up, and then they can make anything they want out of us. They want to just break us down into a societal paste, and then they can build whatever they want to be there.
Okay, but can I ask you, do you think that, you know, at 7 years of age, because that's what they're talking about, and they want public submissions and public opinions, that's what they're saying, although I don't think they really care about public opinions. We've seen that with the hate speech laws. But what they're saying is that it needs to be updated after 25 years. And I'm not going to disagree with that, Stephen. I can't disagree with that, because we have to remember that the curriculum was invented, or when I say developed, should I say, not invented, developed at a time when the world was very different. We were coming out of an industrial revolution. We're now in a technology revolution. It's a very different world. Kids nowadays have smartphones.
I can answer that for you.
Okay, let me finish the point. So I've no doubt that the whole curriculum needs to be updated per se, right? And we need to look at how we teach children, because that's really important, and particularly when it comes to secondary school as well. It's very important we prepare them for the world and the careers they're going to go into, which are very different to the careers of 40 years ago. But in saying that, when it comes to relationships, you know, at what point do you tell a young child that, you know, it's okay if you, you know, Mark, if you fancy John, or you find John to be a nice boy? Nobody's saying you want to have sex with him at seven, but you find him to be, it's okay for you to be with him. It's okay for, you know, Cindy, for you to be with Mary, if that's what you want to be. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute, by the way, because I certainly would never agree with turning around telling a child it's okay if you want to be Mary, because you can't, because you're a boy, and that's the end of it as far as I'm concerned. There isn't 500 million genders, there's two. But in saying that, in relation to relationships, I mean, is that okay to tell children? We don't want children growing up being bigoted either.
I would say it's not okay to say up or down to a child. Or to lay out these laws, if there's two groups in society, I would not allow my child to be alone in a room with on matters of sex education. It would be the hyper conservatives and the woke. Both of those groups need to fuck out of the classroom. And we have a replacement of one dogma with the other. But to go back to your point.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, we're kind of moving one religion, because they did say in this report they want to reduce the amount of religion that's been taught and increase the amount of SPHE. So what they're essentially doing is, you're right, they're replacing one theocracy with another, because the other is a theocracy too. We'll say, just do me a favor, Stephen, just wait there a second, because Sarah's been waiting ages. Now we'll come back to you, I promise. Sorry, Sarah, hi, how are you? Sarah? Hello, Sarah?
Yes, Niall.
How are you doing? Sorry for keeping you, Sarah. I do apologise. Go ahead, Sarah.
Listen, I just want to tell you something. You can start your day at any time, Niall.
I know. Sorry, yeah, I know. I got up about 15 minutes late today. I know.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. And a knock-on effect on the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you know you can start at any time. So you
this is true. This is true. So, Sarah, do you have an objection to, say, 7 or 8-year-olds learning about relationships in school?
Well, Niall, I'm sitting here beside a 15-year-old, and she was saying around 9... about puberty, in regards to the autonomy of the body, like, in regards to that.
Okay.
My personal opinion what's going on today. We have diversity in their country. We have different cultures, different religions. It's like, would you look for guidance off a priest about your marriage? You know, or would you let a priest tell you how to live a married life?
Probably not, you because know? He's never lived one, would you?
Exactly. And my ethos in regards to sex education when it comes to your own would be the same. And I think it's the mother and father. You know, they learn the basics in the school, and then if children are going to be inquisitive, you'll see it through their behaviour, as you said it there about, you explained the story about that family, the young kids, brother and sister.
Yeah.
And then you had the other side there of that lad coming on saying about the four-year-old, you know, so like, is there ever a right time? We're all individuals.
But there's an argument that we want to keep children as innocent as possible for as long as possible. And this idea that the world, you know, is more progressive now. Well, that's fine if you want your world to be more progressive. But a lot of people want to hold on to their children's innocence for as long as they possibly can and don't expose them to that kind of information.
Yeah, but that's so true, Niall. Like, but why, like, well, I've been listening to the programme, right? And what I've been listening to hearing what you're saying, like, and it's like that we want to bring it into schools to make it, to normalise it. You know what I mean? About different types of relationships. And I don't think at that age it is the right age. Because they're not fully developed. You know, they're not.
So is it fine the way it is? The way it is at the moment is you start learning about sex education and relationships in your usually first or second year in secondary school, which is like 13 or 14. Is that the way it should be left?
I think it should be. I think, like, the innocence, don't take their innocence away. Like, at that age, they're going to be, like, I'm not saying laughing about it, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but is that, I'm asking you both, sorry, Stephen and Sarah, is that not too old? Because realistically, if you're leaving until second year in secondary school, which is where SPHE starts currently at the moment, I think, you're essentially telling a child something they already have heard in the playground, they've already seen on TikTok or online.
Not,
or, do you know what I mean?
Niall, we're not. So you're like what you're basically saying there, right, the sex education is going to be taught in school and that's it. Like, it's your child. You're going to be observing all of that. And, like, you're not going to be really, I'm not going to say I'm not going to be cared in what the child is being taught in school. You know what I mean? Like, the child is growing up. The child is developing. That's the way children grow.
Well, sorry, just let me ask Stephen that. Stephen, your child has already been exposed. By the time the current model of sex education relationships is, you know, kind of 13 years of age, right? But your child probably knows most of the stuff already by then, but they're getting a kind of skewed version of it from their mates or from social media or whatever pop star they're following that's gyrating on the stage practically naked. So they're getting all of that from the world around them. So why not get a better version of it?
First of all, the state could never provide a better version than the family, than the parents and the friends.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that, but I'm not talking about the family. I'm talking about what they do outside the family.
Well, if you take in your question as on what it is, right, is that too old for them to hear this information? What this information is important. Now, let's take the definition of terms very seriously here, because lately we've seen the pattern of loosely fired out terms not described, and then we all have to live our lives by them. What is the education that is going to be taught? It is not the same shit that we were taught years ago in school.
No.
They're not just moving the goalpost, they're painting the goalpost different colors, and they're changing attributes of that goalpost.
Yeah.
And what's happening is, in all the other schools around the world, this is being pushed at different levels. What they can get away with, they get away with. But in a certain school in England today, they had a cross-dressing day.
School was in South Africa. I've seen the story. It was South Africa.
Sorry, I was led to believe it was England.
No, it's called a gender swap day. That's right. And they told boys to dress as girls and girls to dress as boys.
Yeah,
and I think, by the way, that's disgusting.
That's even cross-dressing.
That's not right.
What that is. It is establishing a memory or a point in the child's brain. where they have identified as this, if not just for a day, and therefore they're open to anything. Therefore, terms like asexual or polyamorous or any type, these things start applying to them. They start self-identifying with them before they have had a chance to go out in the world and experience these things naturally with a mature mind. And this is why it's wrong, because it breaches the innocence and credulity of children. And it shouldn't be happening full stop.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Sarah. What are you trying to say there? Do you think... I don't know whether you've seen that video, by the way, that's going around. It's a letter from the school as well. It's actually a school in South Africa, because I looked into it. But they have a child gender swap day. And these little gender swap days seemingly are becoming quite popular, where they tell boys to come in dressed as girls and girls to dress as boys for one day.
No, I wouldn't. I think that's not...
No, possible. I would oppose that, absolutely.
That's very insulting. I would actually take the child out of school for that. That's not normal.
Well, you're right. It's not normal. And what they're trying to do is normalise it.
No, well, you can't be doing that.
I'll tell you another one, lads. I'll tell you another one. Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah. Very quickly, Stephen.
Right, so you have this drag queen story time now with the very, very young children, which is absolutely insane. But these drag queen story times have now started to include sex toys. Dildos have been brought on stage, etc.
I've seen that in America. I haven't seen it here, Stephen, but I've seen it in America.
At what point do you say to yourself, is my child at an Ann Summers party here, or is my child at a child-friendly event?
And I would object to that. I've seen it, by the way, in America, but I haven't seen that over here. And I would like to think that every parent would object to something like that. But stay there, Stephen. Let me go to Sean as well. Sean, hi, how are you?
Hiya, Niall.
Good, Sean. Sean, do we need to update the curriculum for children, 7 to 9 years of age when it comes to relationships?
Curriculum always needs updating. What they're looking at putting into it is ridiculous. I'm literally looking at the screen here now. So this new curriculum is informed by the World Health Organization's matrix. And for 6 to 9 year olds, they recommend giving information about early childhood masturbation, enjoyment and pleasure when touching one's own body, an understanding of acceptable sex, mutually consensual, voluntary, equal, age-appropriate, context-appropriate and self-respecting sex.
Okay, I've seen what you're talking about, okay? But they've done fact checks in relation to this already, and that's not where they're getting the curriculum from. That's been going around online. That's not where the SECA are getting the curriculum from, by the way.
Have to stop you there now.
That's a recommendation. That doesn't mean it's happening.
Hang on. Niall, I have to stop you there. I've gone through this in incredible detail over a number of months. If you go onto the NCCA website, where the draft curriculum is available, and look at where they source the information from, they note the World Health Organization.
Absolutely, they do, but they don't have to use everything from that. And that they have denied that everything in the WHO recommendation is going to be used. And they are asking for public submissions.
If we go on then and look at the textbooks that have been produced, or the teacher's guidance that has been produced, this is the part that isn't behind the LGBT teachers' password protected wall on the NCCA website. If we look at the publicly available information, it is generally reflecting the WHO guidance and standards, right down to your new gingerbread person that says I can be man, woman, or both. We are going down.
But I do know that they've said that they don't want the curriculum for relationships, or SPHE as it's kind of better known, to be gender normative. Now, that, to be single gender normative. In other words, this idea that you refer to boys as boys and girls as girls is not going to be a thing. What they want to do is kind of refer to everyone in some sort of neutral terms and all this, which I don't agree with, by the way.
Niall, we can agree that the sky is blue and a Circle K garage is red. Mm. The wider society in the world at the moment hasn't agreed what is and isn't correct in relation to gender and sex and binary, non-binary, until it's settled in open discourse within the public. It shouldn't be anywhere near a school. Why are we teaching children things that their parents don't agree with and wider society doesn't agree with? Most people don't think a woman can be a man. Why are we teaching that to parents' children when children are the primary carers under the Constitution? They're ignoring parents in the feedback and consultations. They're taking in Tenny and Belong to advise, and not allowing in the Catholic bishops or the teachers' organisations. This is a stitch up from start to finish, and they're just not listening.
Okay, I would accept a lot of what you've said, but do you believe that we are at a point where we need to update it to some degree? Should children between 7 and 9 learn about relationships at all.
We learned about relationships when I was 7 to 9.
I didn't.
We have cousins. I'm 41 years of age. I have one child. I have another on the way. I have very happy, healthy sex life. And I didn't know, when I was 13, I thought a 69 was half a 99er. You know,
you would have got the maths wrong on that one.
there's plenty of time in life to go and learn. And as you go through secondary school, and if you get a little bit of misinformation off the kids in the schoolyard, it didn't do us any harm to see a naked girl or click a pen where you click the top of the pen and the dress falls off.
Oh, I remember those pens. Yeah. Do you remember those pens? Yeah. That's right.
None of us any harm. But as your last caller said, I can't remember his name. Sorry, the last guy you're talking
Stephen,
to.
Stephen.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. As he said, we don't need it in the schools at this stage. It's way too early. We need to give these guys breathing room to develop socially, mentally, to a place where they're capable of taking on this information. It's all way too soon, way too early, and it's a deep, dark path that we're heading down. The parents don't agree with, most teachers don't agree with, and aren't capable of teaching the right way. And in that case, who's coming in to teach it?
Mm. Well, that concerns me a lot, by the way. I have no real objection to, you know, trying to teach children in a very age-appropriate fashion, about the world around them, because that is the world around them, right? And relationships, et cetera, et cetera. But my concern is that teachers, by their very nature, particularly younger teachers, tend to be extremely woke, because they are the students, they are the blue-haired students that we're dealing with currently at the moment. So in 5 or 6 years' time, they will be the teachers. And primarily, when it comes to primary school, they're all female. So realistically, I don't want children to get a very skewed personal view of the world by somebody who's extremely woke. And that's a problem.
Well, the bigger concern is that the teachers who don't want to teach it or can't teach it, and we're relying on third body agencies to come in.
No, I don't agree with third, but I don't agree with, you know, Belong To or 10A or any of those organisations going into schools.
That's what we're finding.
Yeah, no, and I've seen, no, look, I've seen the letters coming home from the school, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with those organisations. Any organisation that would have a bias towards either leaning, by the way, even if it was a Catholic organisation coming in and teaching, how to remain a virgin till you're 40. I don't want that either. You know what I mean? So I don't want any organisations having an influence on children. They shouldn't have an influence on children. They shouldn't be allowed to have an influence on children. The only people that should be allowed to go into schools is, you know, maybe extra-gadics to have talks with older children, 15, 14 or 15 or 16, about drugs. I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think that kind of stuff is important. But when it comes to sexuality or relationships, I don't want organisations going in and telling kids what they shouldn't be doing.
And I think this argument, you know, kids have smartphones, they're going to see it anyway.
Well, it is a fair argument, in fairness. We didn't have them.
I had
Mayfair magazine at 13 because a mate brought it home from England.
Hang on. I can't log on to Napster and download even movies anymore. I can't log on to 20 or 30 different news channels in the United States because it's geo-blocked in Ireland. If the government wanted to stop the material being available to under-18s in Ireland, they could do it overnight with age verification or with geo-blockers on the phones, because your average 8-year-old doesn't know how to use an IP blocker. This is a nonsense argument. It's like saying, give an alcoholic more alcohol. Sure, we can't get rid of it out of society. It is a very easy fix. This government are failing on child protection, child safeguarding. We're losing children from Tuzla. They're failing at keeping them away from...
Literally losing them, by the way.
Yeah, literally. And finding them in brothels. This is all actionable very, very easily at the flick of a pen, and with the right people in government, rather than, you know, a non-parent in the Minister for Children department is a big issue for me. And most of these issues could be sorted overnight. There's political will to do it. They did it in the United States. In one state, they got rid of Pornhub overnight. Pornhub just stopped in that county because they were making no money out of it.
And you are right. They can do it if they want to. They blocked Pirate Bay. They blocked all those other things. If they want to do it, they can do it. Stay there for a second, actually. I'm going to come to Ibrahim and Teresa in a second. I'm sorry for keeping all you guys waiting. But Nicholas, I know you've only got a few minutes. Nicholas, hi, how are you?
Hi, and my apologies if I'm repeating anything that's been said already, because I haven't had a chance to listen in now, but this is a really important subject. The whole sex education program, or CSC, I think it's called.
SPHE, yeah.
This has been driven by the International Federation of Planned Parenting through the UN into Ireland and many other countries. And what's happening is an interference, an abuse of kids' development. we all know approximately 12 to 25 is your adolescence in terms of brain development. Kids should be just left alone. And they should be taught the science of reproduction and the biology of it, you know, fair enough. And also, parents should be empowered and supported to act as the primary educators, I think, in the area of...
And I would agree with you, but the problem is, Nicholas, you know as well as I do, not every parent is great at dealing with subjects like that.
Of course, yeah, of course. And this is why it needs to be... I mean, you know, when you look at some of these programs, what they're teaching kids as young as, you know, as 10, you know, about anal sex, you know, how to pleasure themselves. This is opening them up and making them ripe for grooming and sexual abuse by the wrong people. And we all know who I'm referring to there. Look at Tusla, you know, look what's happening there. Mm. You know, these people are accessing kids, abusing them, putting them into brothels, as the other gentleman said. And God knows what else is going on with through this. But this is an internationally driven program. And it is, I think it's very dubious. I think it's nothing less than child abuse. That is.
But would you not accept, both of you? I'm listening intently to what everybody is saying today, and everybody seems to think it's the same hymn sheet. People are very very cautious about anything the government do. I think there's a massive distrust of our government. But that, can I just point out? But would you not accept that 25 years after it was originally developed, this curriculum for, you know, primary school children, we've already redeveloped the secondary school curriculum that happened last year. So next year they want to redevelop this one. Would you not accept that it has to be redeveloped over time? I mean, it has to move on because the world does change.
Of course, absolutely. And
I mean, look, don't get me, there's a few other things in there. They want to teach foreign languages in fifth and sixth class in primary school now, which can be complicated for young children to learn foreign languages. But not such a bad idea.
Niall, how
we
make babies hasn't changed.
Well, no, I know. But here's the other thing. Foreign languages hasn't changed either, but they want to bring that in at an early age. They want to bring other stuff in at an early age as well and reduce the amount of religion. But as people have already said, we're removing one theocracy and replacing it with another. So
No one has an objection to languages coming into schools. It's a fantastic idea. We need to move on with the curriculum. Bringing languages in, bringing STEM in is fantastic. Bringing something in that the majority of parents are against is not.
But are the majority of parents against it? I mean, I'm conservative. My followers, my fans would be all reasonably conservative. So maybe there's a little bit of an echo chamber going on here.
No, well, you know what I mean? We just look at the consultation and senior cycle curriculum, and the majority, I think from Scallon, 84% of parents were against it. They still went ahead and did it.
This is Ben Scallon when he looked at it, wasn't it? 76%.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So parents are against it.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of parents are against it. Yes, absolutely. But then there should be an opt out. But I don't know how you would do that in primary. It's easy to do that in secondary when classes are broken down into 45-minute sections. But in primary school, when it's part of it and the general ethos, it's going to be harder to do that, isn't it? To opt out
again for this new TNS 1 certification and the Belong To certification. That all schools are charging £350 to get in. On top of, they have to not just teach it in the SPHE class, but teaches in other classes, including religion, English, Irish, and through other mediums. So for an English assignment, you might do something on Sam Smith. So it's infiltrating every subject within the school. And you walk out of the classroom, you've got, you know, your...
I wouldn't even let my children look at Sam Smith. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, I know you're a bit stuck on time. Nicholas, thank you very much indeed. I want to bring Teresa in. She's been waiting ages. Sorry, Teresa. Hi, how are you?
Thank you, Noel.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Teresa, would you opt your children out if you could? Would you opt your children out of it?
Absolutely.
Would you?
Absolutely. I think it's an absolute disgusting...
We don't even know really what's in it yet. We don't know. I mean, okay, we're surmising, I suppose.
Well, the hints that they do have it up on their website, what they're proposing. And I suppose, being a mother, from my point of view, the way I would see it is, children of 7 and 8 don't need to know how to self-pleasure. We're in a country where we have a huge amount of teenage pregnancies. The government are saying they're trying to fight against things like that. So then why are we over-sexualizing our children? Why do our children need to know at 7 and 8 how to sexually pleasure themselves?
I understand what you're saying, and I don't think that should be part of a curriculum for a child of 7 years of age. But
there's a lot of stuff.
Okay, but let's look at some of the other things, like consent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As long as this
is age appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm saying as long as it's age appropriate, but what the HSE are proposing is that as long as it's with a trusted adult. I mean, is it not setting off red flags and alarm bells for everybody all over the country? Most of us are parents.
Mm-hmm. And what about gender and LGBTQ issues?
No, I don't believe it. I don't.
You don't want a child that's ever been thought about that.
Absolutely not. There's no.
I mean, but I'm okay with parts of that. I mean, and I'll say that's about yourself and Sean. I'm all right with parts of that. You know, we have to accept in this world we live in, there are, you know, gay men and women. There are same-sex couples. And you know, and we have to tell children, you know, it's okay for two men to get married because that's the law. They can. It's okay for two women to get married. But just say, but it's okay to, I believe it's equally okay to say primarily men and women get married. I think equally okay, it's okay to say that too. But I don't, and I agree with both of you, I don't agree with suggesting to children that it's okay that, you know, if you're a boy and you want to be a girl, you can. I don't agree with that.
So I'm going to go back to your point saying that that's the law and so it's okay. It's not okay because it's the law. There's lots of things in Ireland that are the law but are not okay. We are probably the most corrupt country in the world. I know that you know
that. I wouldn't agree with the most corrupt country in the world. I don't like our country particularly at the moment.
Well, behind Nigeria, we're not far behind.
Ah, but just stop into that. But no, come on, Teresa, we're not the most corrupt country in the world. Maybe morally corrupt. Maybe morally corrupt, yeah. I might agree with you.
You're financially corrupt.
You're probably right. We probably don't know the half of it. Anyway.
No.
But so you would have an objection generally. So when is the right time, Teresa, to teach children about sexual relationships?
Well, I'd imagine when they go into school and okay,
secondary.
So if we go back and we take the LGBT, for instance. So of course we're going to be accepting of all gay people. They're people at the end of the day. However, there's no need, like you were saying, with the South African school, bringing little boys in and dressing them as girls and bringing little girls in and dressing them as boys.
That's despicable,
Yeah. Now, I do work with kids and I know that, look, there will be children who will have traits and want to do things and that should be embraced and that should be accepted. And that's okay. But it's not okay then to be infiltrating the minds of other children who might be a little bit confused, may have a chaotic household at home, and they're coming into school and this is their place. This is being forced down their throat because it will be forced down their throat just like everything else. And it's everywhere we go. I mean, you have children now identifying as furries. And Nyla could be here for the day because if I start, I don't think I'll stop. Look, I walked out the door yesterday. There was a girl of about 11, fairly developed, wearing skin-tight clothes. And she was with her parents. Her dad was looking at her ass as she was passing by. If that had been my dad, he would have skull-dragged me back in. I would have probably been left bald. I wouldn't have been going out of the house dressed like that. I don't believe any parent should be allowed that. But this is where we are. We're creating a more sexualized world for our children. And we're saying, well, this is the way things are going. So we should leave it. It's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to overly sexualize children. It's not okay to sexualize children. It's not okay to sexualize ourselves in front of children. That's a very adult thing to be doing. It's not for children. Children shouldn't be exposed to it. They shouldn't be having to deal with it. And it absolutely should not be normalised for children.
100%. Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Ibrahim as well. Ibrahim, hi, how are you?
Good, how's it going now?
I'm good. Ibrahim, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I totally do not agree with any sexual education for the children. It's, as I said, they still don't understand anything emotionally and physically. So they don't need to know what's going on. And that will be important to learn once they get a better understanding.
Are we underestimating children? You know, when you say a 9-year-old, for example, doesn't know, do you think a 9-year-old doesn't know where babies come from or, you know, what mommy and daddy does in the bedroom? You know, I mean, are we underestimating children?
They have a limited amount of information, which is all they need to know. They don't need to understand further. You don't need them to be going exploring something in a deeper way, which can lead to them getting lost in a dark hole. Mm. So, you know, this is what the government does is, I think, you know, this is, you know, it's part of these agendas that are coming into play, whether it's transgenderism, whether it's grooming, whether any of these, you know, issues that have been arising, they're just like, it's a constant attack on the kids in terms of to try to break them away, I think, from the family. And now that we have this referendum with the vote and the change in the constitution with regards to motherhood, I mean, you know, you just feel that this is this constant attack being going on against the nuclear family, let's say. You know, what was good, what was decent, what's, you know, the morals of society, which...
But, we all have different morals. I mean, you've different morals. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to make an assumption that you're a Muslim. Are you Muslim?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm assuming you have different morals to somebody who might be Christian, and you might have different morals to somebody who's Hindu or whatever. So we all have slightly different morals anyway. So education is a difficult balance to get it right, you know, in this changing world where we've got Muslim kids, you know, learning with Catholic kids and Protestant kids and Hindu kids. And so they're all in the same class, and you got to get it right. It's a hard thing to get right, isn't it?
Yeah, but when you're talking about, you know, religion, if you talk about the essence or the foundation of any of monotheistic religions, it's the same in the end of the day.
Yes, probably.
When I came to Ireland, I wanted my kids to go to a church school. I didn't want them to go into any other schools. And because I know that, you know, in a place where God or religious or spiritual education is prevalent, then they will have a decent moral upbringing.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether... You know, the further expansion of the religion, that happens at home. And I believe that always.
Yeah.
You know, you what you want to raise your kids is you do it at home.
Yeah, but we also have to be careful because I spoke to one of the spokesperson for the Muslim community in Ireland going back about 7 or 8 years ago. I won't mention who it was, but he was a fairly senior spokesperson. And he said to me at the time, we were talking about some gay issue, and he said to me, there's no such thing as a gay Muslim. And he was a senior spokesperson. And I said, there's something wrong with you. He said, no, there's no such thing as a gay Muslim. And I said, no, you're saying that theoretically. But I said, you know, practically as well as I do that there is gay Muslims. Of course there's gay Muslims. But they just obviously don't admit it. Because if they admit it to you, you would condemn them. So in other words, we have to accept at 9 years of age even that children understand that there are men who get married together. There are women who get married. That's the world we live in. Whether you like it or whether you're happy about it, that's the world we live in. Yeah. We have to teach children not to be judgmental in those situations. Now, by the way, I, like everybody else, I'm against the idea of telling them there's 5 million genders and all that kind of nonsense, right? But I do agree that, you know, obviously we have to live in a world, you know, where we have to get on with people who have different sexual orientations.
Yes, I agree with that totally. I agree also with the lady who was speaking just before. For me, I will tell them, okay, you know, there's people that men might want to marry a man, a woman might, but I don't believe it's right. And I tell them, this is my belief. I believe it's a man and woman. I believe there's two genders. You know, with regards to the gender issue, this has been a discussion since it began. You know, I've been educating my kids that there's no such thing as more than two genders. I told them, no matter what they tell you in school, you stand up for what you think and what you've learned at home. Yeah, if you get punished, then you let me know, and then I will have a discussion, because I don't believe that they can be forced to adopt any indoctrination that the school wishes or the state wishes on them. This is something that is, in my belief, is that there's the two genders. I will not accept anything else. Somebody else wants to do it, that's their problem. You know, somebody else wants to believe it. Somebody else wants to accept it.
And I agree with you. And I tried to give somebody a very good analogy of this the other night. We were talking about trans people, what have you, on the radio. And I said, look, if you think you want to be a light bulb tomorrow, you be a light bulb. I couldn't care less, right? But it's like explaining to somebody, for example, I'm an atheist. You're religious. You believe in God. That's fine. And I accept you believe in God. And I respect your belief in God, by the way. And I respect your belief in your religion. But equally, I would like to think that you respect my belief that I don't believe in a God. And I would, if we were having a debate together, you know, we can talk about commonalities between the two of us and morals and everything else. But I would never for a million years expect you to force me to believe in a God. You'll never turn around to me and say, you would never say to me, 100%. I demand you believe in God. Whereas when we look at these theocracies or theologies that we have now, sexual theologies, when it comes to, you know, gender identity or whatever it is, they demand that you believe them. And that's the problem I find with all of this.
No, this is it. I mean, this is, you know, we've been going down the slippery path, and every time I come on your show, Niall, I tell you, it's going to get worse. So remember we had the discussion with the sex books in the library.
Yeah. And I thought that was the Juno Dawson book. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I told you that once the foot is in the door, soon the whole leg will be there. And then soon you won't be able to close that door. I mentioned that clearly to you. And it's been getting that, it's going in this direction. And
okay, well, hang on. I need to go to Maureen just before I finish this up because I want to move on to something else. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good, nice to talk to you, Maureen. Maureen, you've been listening there to Ibrahim talking about sexuality and all sorts of things. But do we need to teach children at 9 or 8 or 9 years of age anything about sexuality? Or should we just leave that to secondary school completely?
No, we don't. Let children be children. The problem today is that children are not allowed to be children.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we're seeing, it's a political agenda, and this will be going on for quite a while. Take, for example, what's going to happen tomorrow. People are being asked to remove 2 words from our constitution.
No. Hang on, Maureen, with the greatest respect, there's a moratorium on talking in any media about tomorrow's referendum, okay? So I cannot let you discuss that on the air right now at the moment, okay? Okay, so move back to what we're talking about, Maureen, please.
But I'm talking about even in what they're teaching children, we're losing truth. Because what children are going to be taught is not the truth. So any book on biology written past from Plato up is now all lies, according to these. And there's also a group called We Belong. I've heard the group.
Yeah, I know the
group. They are going around secondary schools now talking about transgenderism.
Well, when I did say earlier on to Sean, one of our callers, I don't agree with any groups that have a bias towards either way, even if it was I was talking to Ibrahim there a minute ago, if it was a Muslim group or a Catholic group or a Protestant group or, you know, a trans group or an LGBT group. Yeah. I don't agree with them having access to children, open access to children in schools to teach them their version of the truth, because I think it's up to the schools to neutrally teach children about everything. Maureen, unfortunately, I've run out of time and I do apologise. You waited so long and I only got to talk to you for 2 minutes, but I know I will be talking to you again anyway. Listen, Maureen, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. I just have to go to one or two WhatsApp voice notes just before I move on and talk about something a little bit different. Where is this one here? Okay.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, good topic, I suppose. Yeah, the world is moving on. Children are getting smarter. They're being exposed to IT stuff a lot younger. And I think the sooner you make a child aware of an adult taking advantage of it, the better. You know, the children make their communion at 8 years of age. So from 6 to 8, I think, is an ideal time to educate them about what they're here for, what it's all about. I don't know whether it's too young or not. It plays on my mind. Are you stealing their childhood? But when you read the cases about children being sexually abused by adults, it's horrific. And it's from a very young age. So, I'd agree with educating them and making them aware, but it has to be done in a way that's not going to terrorise them. Cheers.
How are you doing, Niall? Yeah, I was just listening in there. I think a lot of it's to do with progressivist extremists. And these people that progressiveness at all costs because of what happened in the past. Maybe they were abused by an overreaching Catholic church, the extremism that was there. But replacing one extremism with the other extremism is hypocritical. So I just don't, this is what we say, for want of a better word, left wing have overstepped the mark, and it has led to distrust in people. So no matter what good they try to bring into a school or what, people don't trust them because there is no limit to their progressiveness and their shiny metal in order to get a job in the EU, in other parties that are more progressive, you know. That's all that's about. And it's forwarded by people like on paper, lots of things sound good, but in reality it's weird.
It can be a bit weird, all right. Some of the stuff they want to teach children is a bit weird, all right, but they Some of the messages, by the way, some of the messages coming in. Jane says, I've noticed over the last 17 years when mine are in school, the religion book went from a thick book to a booklet. So getting rid of religion is wrong. Well, that's an argument as well in itself, isn't it? I'm not a practicing Catholic, but I would pop into the church and pray and light a candle for myself in the hard times. And I found it calmed me down. So I don't agree with sex ed at all. I removed my daughters when they said or when they had it. And I did it at home. Okay, loads of people have their own comments on that, by the way. Don't forget, you can download all our podcasts from the usual places, Spotify, all those kind of places, Twitter, Facebook. You can go to our website, by the way, nileboylan.com. Don't forget, by the way, we don't get paid for this podcast. We do it because we love it. And thankfully, the audience is becoming huge, which I'm really happy to see. We're getting bigger and bigger every single month, every single month. So please support us to continue to do it. We have bills to pay, hefty bills to pay, to do this podcast every single day. We love doing it. We're passionate about it, but we need the money to do it. We need to continue to give you a platform on not just lighter items like today, maybe for to some degree, but more serious items like the education of children earlier on, like news items, like referendums or whatever it happens to be. So please support us by going to our website, nileboylan.com. You can either subscribe there for $5.99 a month plus tax, which is like buying a pint of beer for the three of us each month. Or indeed, if you want to, you can donate anywhere from a fiver up to 5 million. So please help us out. Go to our website right now, nileboylan.com. It's Thursday. I should talk to you again on Monday at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.